This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver City Council members expressed concern about drug and mental health treatment spending following a critical city audit last week. CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus has more.
The audit followed a CPR News investigation into Caring for Denver, a nonprofit that's fully funded by city tax dollars. The unique setup allows it to avoid a lot of routine public oversight. Councilmember Jamie Torres said at a committee meeting on Wednesday that she had discomfort about that structure.
But when your sole source is tax dollars, sales tax dollars that we've collected, that we've transmitted to you, in my eyes, it creates a different kind of relationship. I wasn't put at ease with some of the responses to the auditor's findings.
Caring for Denver disagreed with many of the auditor's recommendations related to things like due diligence of grantees. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Disgruntled neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs oppose an effort at the State House to circumvent existing noise regulations. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Neighborhood noise has been an issue since before the amphitheater even opened in 2024. A group of local residents sued in January, claiming the venue violates the state's Noise Abatement Act. This new legislative proposal would change that state law, allowing cities and counties to issue permits to exempt certain properties from noise limits. The bill has its first hearing next month. Neighbors have already started flooding the inboxes of legislators and Governor Jared Polis.
This is CPR News.